From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. 2 days after the Democratic Party suffered a bruising election, the White House is now regrouping. Today, President Obama held a meeting with his cabinet. Later, he said he would work toward bipartisan support of his agenda. With the creation of jobs, one of the main worries for voters, the president said he hoped Republicans would be willing to cooperate with him. The GOP leadership says it's willing to do that, but says the government needs to start clamping down on spending. On Tuesday, Republicans won a majority in the House and picked up seats in the Senate. New claims for unemployment benefits are up. NPR's Paul Brown reports the increase follows two straight weeks of declines.
The Labor Department says last week's sharp jump is 20,000. That's after four of the previous 5 weeks posted declines. Claims would have to drop by at least 25,000 to signal sustained job growth. Weekly figures can be volatile, and many analysts say a four-week average provides a better idea of how the job market is really behaving, but that average of claims is up as well. It all points to a slow job market recovery. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
Bad weather at the Kennedy Space Center is delaying NASA's final launch of Space Shuttle Discovery. NASA will try again tomorrow if the weather clears up and no technical issues appear, as Mark Simpson reports from member station WMFE in Orlando.
Rainy and windy conditions forced mission managers to call off Thursday's planned launch. That delay came on top of a week of technical issues with the shuttle's main engines and fueling systems. NASA says the technical concerns were not out of the ordinary and have been resolved. Space Shuttle Discovery is the oldest orbiter in the fleet. For its final mission, Discovery will carry six astronauts to the International Space Station on an 11-day mission. The crew will deliver two components to the orbiting laboratory, as well as a robot that looks like a human called R2. For NPR News, I'm Mark Simpson in Orlando.
A panel that monitors Northern Ireland's guerrilla groups is shutting down. The British government says the Independent Monitoring Commission is no longer needed since a stable Catholic Protestant government's been formed, but officials acknowledge dissident nationalists remain a threat. These groups have stepped up attacks in recent months. Demonstrations broke out in the Iranian capital today outside the former U.S. embassy. Protesters were marking the anniversary of the 1979 storming of the site, which began a 444-day hostage crisis and cut the U.S.'s ties with Iran. Here's what's happening on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up nearly 190 points at 11,404. NASDAQ gaining 33. It's at 2573. S&P 500 up 18 at 1216. This is NPR News. A hurricane warning is in effect in Haiti. Forecasters are saying the tropical storm Tomas may strengthen into a hurricane and that it's expected to skirt Haiti's west coast by tomorrow. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that aid groups in Haiti are preparing for a potential new disaster.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs has prepositioned water, food, and more than 100,000 tarps and tents throughout Haiti in areas vulnerable to the storm. Imogen Wall, a UN spokesperson, says even if Tomas remains a tropical storm, it poses a huge risk to a country still reeling from January's earthquake.
With deforestation, Haiti, you're looking at widespread flooding, particularly up in Gonaive, where that happened in 2008. In the city, obviously, you've still got people living in such flimsy shelter, and the wind there is going to be a major issue.
A big concern is making sure there's enough clean water. Wall says aid groups are distributing chlorine tablets and getting water purification systems ready to help stop the further spread of cholera. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
By the way, the government of Cuba has issued a hurricane warning for province of Guantanamo, where terror suspects are held at the U.S. prison. A NATO service member reportedly has been killed in eastern Afghanistan, where the alliance has ramped up its offensive against the Taliban. The Associated Press says the service member's nationality has not been released. Serbia is reporting thousands of homes damaged in an earthquake that killed two people yesterday. Dozens more were injured. The 5.3 magnitude quake struck a central Serbian town. It was felt across the country. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.